love of God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Your brother is in me. And you advise him to pray about it. Your sister is in me. And you advise him to pray about it. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. The love commanded that we do love one another in the heart. Lord commanded that we do love one another in His love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Brother, it's in me. I love my thing to pray about it. Your sister is in me. I love my thing to pray about it. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life, the loving one, on the things of this world, you love. Loving one, on the things of this world, you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of hatred. These spirits that make people to hate themselves in this world. These spirit of murder, spirit of killing and keeping and destruction of life and property because there is no love, lack of love. The spirit of hatred and malice. We bind them, we cast them out of our homes, out of our families, out of our children, out of our husbands, out of our wives. The spirit that makes people to divorce and remarry and divorce and remarry. Divorce and remarry. We bind those spirits of the devil. We cast them away. In the name of Jesus, God did not create you to divorce and remarry, quarreling and fighting, hatred in the home, hatred in the family, hatred in our nature. We cast out those spirits. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of peace against the spirits of hate. We cast them out. We plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of hate. Yes, there shall be no hatred in our nation. It shall be love, the love of God that passes every human understanding. The love of God that brings peace and joy to a nation. God is love. And so we people must love. Yes, in the name of Jesus. This is my commandment. That you love one another. As your God may be full. This is my commandment. That you love one another. As your God may be full.
Lord God of heaven,
God restore joy to our nation. the love of God.
Glory and honor to the Lord God of heaven in Jesus' name.
Yes, the love of God. Yes,
the love of God. Yes, the love of God. Yes, the
love of God. Yes,
the rest of mine. Yes, the love all over the world in Jesus' name. Father, forgive the sins of all nations. Forgive all idolatry practices of all nations, so that there might be joy on all nations in Jesus' name.
Mighty
God, remove curses and covenants, evil covenants from all nations, O Lord God of heaven, so that the nations may rejoice in Jesus' name. Mighty God, remove mourning from nations, O Lord God of heaven.
Set
Christmas free on all nations, so that there may be joy on all nations all over the world in Jesus' name. No mourning on nations, but joy of God on all nations in Jesus' name. We should pray for all men, for kings and those in authority, so that we may live a godly life. O Lord God, godly life for all on all nations, so that there may be joy on nations in Jesus' name. O rainbow sky, them are leaders on all nations, O Lord God of heaven. Let them take the knowledge and wisdom of God, so to lead them so that there may be joy on nations in Jesus' name. Joy on our nations, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. O rainbow sky, them are leaders on all nations, O Lord God of heaven. All nations, Jerusalem, nation, Nigeria, nation, America, nation all over the world, towns, villages, land and world and countries, oh Lord God, let there be joy.
And the church people and the Christians and the Lord
of all nations.
God,
the God of all nations in Jesus' name. Let there be double honor.
Yes, Lord.
All nations. May there be prosperity on all nations, O Lord God of heaven,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
So
that there may be joy in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Father, let all nations hear you, O Lord God, so that they may be joyful. Righteousness on all nations, O Lord God, so that there may be joy.
Let the love of God above every human understanding.
O Lord God. Righteousness on all nations, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name, this is so that the joy
of
the secret places of all nations,
and
let them be revealed, O Lord God of heaven, that there might be joy on all nations in Jesus' name. O rainbow sky, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the sea, the moon, the town, the
moon,
the moon, the moon, the moon,
the oh, love of God, how great and pure are, how measureless our way, we must prevail. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus, because he first loved me.
Oh, how I love
Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Oh, yes, first love. We didn't love him before he loved. His first love, even while we are yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Even while we are yet sinners, Jesus loved us, God loved us. He died for the ungodly. Even yet while we are sinners. See, what a loving God. A measureless love that God has for us. What other love can anyone provide that for somebody to lay down his life for another person to be saved. What a great God that Jesus made. Agape love. Agape love is the love that is sacrificial. That is the love of God. It has no string attached. It has no a second thought. You know, it loves us no matter what. No matter what, it just loves. The love of God. So, you know, so quickly, I'm going to take a couple of minutes and share on the topic of the love of God. And then we're going to pray. And then Mama is going to share with us whatever God lay in our heart for today as well. So we need to enjoy the word of God. The word of God is salvation. The word of God is healing. The word of God is deliverance. The word of God giveth life. The word of God encourages. The word of God, you know, reaches you and brings you healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Yes, our text is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, a popular scripture we all know. Many times we quote these scriptures up ahead, and people don't do anything with it. They just quote the scriptures up ahead, and they don't apply. The word of God should be applied, you know. God is love, and we people must love as well. That's what it's all about. We need to apply the word of God. We need to appropriate the word of God into our life. Yes, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." The name of God is love. God himself is love, not hate. The opposite of love is hate. Holy Spirit, bless your people. Oh God, bless your people through your word right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is love. The opposite of love is hate. If you turn love upside down, it will be hate. If you turn hatred the other way around, it will be love. I remember one time we were having a stay in Nigeria, Africa, and our guest was an honorable man of God, blessed memory, evangelist Apostle Raymond Bonke. He was the one preaching every night, and we were there to learn from him, to learn the word of, you know, to help the crusade. And I remember when he was being introduced on the first night, and the man of God who introduced him, I remember what he said very vividly, very clearly. He said, "Raymond Bonke is Adolf Hitler turned around." You know, Adolf Hitler is also from Germany. Raymond Bonke is also from Germany. He said, "This is the opposite of Adolf Hitler." I was listening to the whole thing. Hey, this is not Adolf Hitler. This is Raymond Bonke. Adolf Hitler from Germany, Raymond Bonke from Germany. Now, this is Raymond Bonke. He is the opposite of Adolf Hitler. Then I said, that's the true introduction. Because hatred is not love. Love is not hatred. Adolf Hitler, you woke up one morning, they let them kill all the Jews and massacre over 2 million Jews were destroyed. Why will you do that? You don't have to. See, That is the opposite of love. Love, Rehoboam came with love to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, you know, to reach out to the whole world in love. Rehoboam, the opposite, is the opposite of the other. That day, I was so excited. You need a correct introduction. Yes, because hatred is not love. Love is not hatred. The two things are not the same. The first murderer in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy and envy. Cain did not like the idea that Abel's offering was accepted. Abel was accepted by God. Cain was rejected. And so the Bible says that Cain went and killed Abel out of hatred. That's not love. You must hate somebody enough to be able to kill the person. That's hatred. And it was born out of envy and jealousy. You know, these are not the characteristics of God. It's the devil that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life. Jesus came to give you love. Jesus came to give you joy. Jesus came to give you peace. And then the scripture says, God is love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another. The world is sick today of a disease. The world is sick of a disease called lack of love. Because there is lack of love, there is hatred. Now, if we can pray God to restore the love of God, the love of God should be restored to our nations, to our families, to our homes. Where there is love, there will be peace. Where there is love, there will be joy. Where there is love, there will be happiness. Where there is hatred, there will be fighting and killing. Where there is hatred, all the evil things will be done. So what do we need? We don't need hatred. We don't need hate. We need love. The world needs love. Everybody needs love. The love of God, agape. The love that will heal our nation and our family. God's love is the medicine that will cure you today. Jesus, the medicine you need. God's love is the medicine that will cure you today. Jesus, the medicine you need. If there is love, people will not be starving all over the world. If there is love, there will be no homeless people in the streets. If there is love, there will be no people who don't have clothes to wear, they don't have food to eat, they don't have a place to stay. If there is love. For there is no love. There is no love. And you can see it with your eyes. You can see it with your eyes. All you see in the news, the richest man on earth, richest woman on earth, richest man in England, richest person in Africa, richest man in America, richest woman in France, richest person, the whole place is filled with billionaires and billionaires and people. Go to New York. You see, trillionaires. Not Bilonia. Bilonia. Bilonia is a small one. Not even Monte Bilonia. You see Trilonia, what they call Trilonia. Not Bilonia again. Trilonia. Yeah, inside New York. Inside California. People who are richer than the whole world 10 times over. They are there. But you will not see any of them trying to feed the poor, trying to give out clothes to the hungry and the naked, trying to help those in need, trying to minister to the needy, trying to help those who are underprivileged, those who are, less privileged. Some can't go to school, they can't train their children, they can't eat well, they don't have food, they don't have clothes, they don't have things, there's some aspect of California, LA, they call it LA, Los Angeles. It's not only Los Angeles, that there are some aspects of California. People are homeless to the point where they are sleeping by the street corner. People are sleeping in gutter, in abandoned vehicles. People sleep under the bridge. They can't afford a house. They can't afford accommodation. You see human beings wearing rags. Go to Washington D.C. and see for yourself. I remember one time we went to distribute food, pizza. I think it was pizza. We had a lot of pizza. One of the pastors made a lot of pizza. We loaded vehicles with pizzas and drinks and water, and we went into Washington D.C. to go and divide food, free food to people. So I thought we're going to give out food to just a couple of people. Then within less than 30 minutes, a big crowd of homeless, poor people who cannot eat, they can't even afford a loaf of bread, they have already gathered. And I said, but this pizza is not going to be enough. Now we have hundreds of people crumbling for food and drink. That was the first time I knew that there are really poor people of planet Earth. Poor people, people who live below poverty level, they are on this planet Earth. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. And all they are doing is buying aeroplanes that cost hundreds of millions of dollars. All they do, they build mansions. One mansion can cost $10 million. One mansion can cost $150 million for a mansion where one man is living with his family. A mansion that costs $150 million, $200 million. A mansion, a house, just a house. And they are just living inside. So all that money was just to own that house, $200 billion, one mansion. And some of them have aeroplanes up to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 aeroplanes. Each of the aeroplanes costs more than $150 million. Each aeroplane cost more than $150 million and somebody owns 20 of it. It's just there. The person is not thinking about who is hungry at the street corner, who is homeless, who could not pay hospital bills, somebody could not rent house, somebody cannot own a room, somebody cannot eat 3 square meals, feed all these things, and you really care. Let me tell you this. Everybody is going to die. Oh, it is appointed unto man wants to die after that judgment. We shall stand before God, and you will give a report of your life, whose name will not be found in the book of life, will be casted in lake of fire. And all these things, people are going to die and leave all of them behind. You are not carrying anything away. They are going to die and leave everything behind. You don't think about your neighbor. You don't think about people. You don't think about other people. You, all you are doing is just you and Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love people, love human beings. The other day, in the news, somebody willed an estate to a dog. The man owned estate, owned buildings, owned houses, owned bank accounts, owned. He willed them to a dog. So a dog is the owner of all those things. And when he died, they transfer the ownership of those things to the dog, not human being. A dog should take all those wealth. So they put all those riches in the name of the dog. God will have it. The person taking care of the dog. I don't know what happened. The dog died. When the dog died, the ownership again was transferred to another person. I said, yes, sir. It don't happen. So that homeless man is not the one to get a room from you. That homeless, that person who cannot eat food is not the one to get help from you. A dog. So you value a dog more than a human being. You see, something is wrong somewhere. Something is just not right. Not just right at all. There is wickedness, evil on planet Earth. And God is very, very angry with what is going on. Oh, no. He look around and see what is going on. God said we should love. God himself is love. God loves people. God loves everybody. But where is the love of human being? Human being is filled with wickedness, evil for human. Days of Noah. In the days of Noah, God looked to the earth. In the days of Noah, in the book of Genesis, the Bible said that God looked to the earth. And when he looked to the earth, what he saw was wickedness and evil of human beings. Desperately wicked. Bible says the heart of people is wickedness all the way through. And God said, Noah, I'm finished with it. I'm finished. I'm going to end everything now. God became angry and he released rain to flood the whole world. And only Noah and his family got saved. All the rest perished. Sodom and Gomorrah. They did the same thing. Sodom and Gomorrah. What God said they should not do. Human beings should not do this thing. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were practicing evil on planet Earth. Evil, real, real badness. And God was angry. God himself became very, very angry with what he was saying. Sent two angels to warn them to refuse. Then he rained fire from heaven. Fire born Sodom and Gomorrah to ask. Only Lot and his wife and their children, God said. See, that is the world in which we are. No love. No love. No love for God. The Bible loves God. As God loves human beings, human beings does not love God. Because if you love God, you will keep his commandments. If you love God, you will keep God's commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What God said we should not do, that is the one human being will do. And when God gets upset, you can't hold him back. He will destroy everything and nobody will ask him any question. I read the scripture one day. I came across two verses. God said in the scripture, he said, I am God. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. I lift up one and I pull down another. I say, hey, wait, let me read it again. I read it up to 10 times. Is that in the scripture? I can't look at it now, but I read through that. The scripture was saying, he said, I am God. God was introducing himself. He said, I am God. I heal and I wound. Then he said, me, God, I kill and I bring alive. Then he said, me, God, I pull down one and I lift up another. The same God who loves everybody. The same God who heals, delivers, blesses. The same God who forgives sins. God who has mercy upon people and blesses people. The same God turn around and did all these things. I say, I fear God today. I fear God today. Do you know our problem? We think that God is just love. You know, he said, God is love. He wouldn't do that. God will not punish evil. God will not. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. The soul that sinneth shall die. The one who created heaven and earth, the one who created you, he can do anything and go scot free. Nobody will ask him one question. And then the scripture says, in the word of a king, there is power. And who may say, what doeth thou? You don't ask the king, what doeth thou? The king of kings is going to do what he wants to do. And nobody will ask him one question. And we should be very, very careful in this world. He that thinketh that is standing should be made. Blessed for standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels here. You should be very careful. The fear of God must be in our heart. This same God of love, God of mercy, this same God is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Same God is the sheep that was slain. So you see the nature of God. In Prophet Elijah and Elisha, you see a harsh God. Oh, yes. Elijah and Elisha, they are demonstrating another aspect of God that people think doesn't exist. All right, let's start from Moses. If you look at Moses, he was so meek. Was so humble, you can insult him, you can spit on him, you can beat him, you can do anything to Moses. Moses will not hurt you, he will not try to back. That's one nature of God. He's the sheep, that's the lamb. Now, turn around. Now, let's look at Elijah and Elisha. Don't go there. Elijah and Elisha, they came to demonstrate the other aspect of God. They came to demonstrate. They came to arrest us from Elijah and Elisha. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and destroy all of you. And it destroy all of them. Another group came. They said they want to arrest Prophet Elisha. Elisha said, all of you are blind. And all of them became blind. See? He's telling you that God operates two different ways. God can come as a lamb. The sheep that to be slain, Isaiah 53, the sheep was led to be slain. He never complained nor murmured. That is the sheep aspect of God. Now turn around. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to conquer all the enemies. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The first person was a sheep. The first person has turned to become a lion of the tribe of Judah. So we have to be very careful with this God we are approaching. In the Old Testament, God was very hard. In the New Testament, Jesus came with the blood and reconciled back to God. Through his death on the cross, he reconciled us back to God. In the Old Testament, you are a priest or high priest, and you enter the Holy of Holies carelessly, you will just die in the Holy of Holies. What will bring you out is a rope that was tied on your waist, clear picture of what was going on in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies once a year to make atonement for the people. Before he gets into the Holy of Holies, he has to cleanse himself. He has to get right with God. He has to put his past right. He has to confess and clean up his life, clean up himself, and then go into the Holy of Holies. Before he goes into the Holy of Holies, a rope is tied around his waist. And that rope is left outside to the cave. He does not, he didn't come back from the Holy, because many of them didn't come back. Three, once in a year, enter into the Holy of Holies, the presence of God in the temple, and make sacrifice for the people. Now, if you are not clear with God, you are not coming out alive. The high priest is not coming out. It's not coming out alive from that Holy of Holies. He will be slain there. No human being, nobody is going to slay him there. The God, the same God is serving. Slay him there, and it's not coming out. The rope will be drawn to pull him out of the Holy of Holies. That was how harsh God is. And you think it's not like that in the New Testament? When Ananias and Sapphira came to tell lies, Ananias and Sapphira, they came into the house of God to come and deceive themselves and told lies to Apostle Peter. Lies to the man of God. Lies. And the Bible says that God knew them, both of them. God knew them. And that was it. Acts of Apostles chapter 5. We have to be very careful. He that nameth the name of the Lord should be weak. Dangerous thing to enter into the hands of God. And when you lay your hands on the plow and you look back, you are destroying yourself. See, we are going to pray right now. God, restore love to our nature. Restore love to our people. Restore love. I told you the story of the president of a nation. President of a nation, I won't mention that nation, I won't mention names. The whole money of the country, he put it in his own personal private, and he was running the country with that money. And the people in that country were poorer than poverty. He was the only rich man in that country. And all the money of the country is inside his personal bank account. And then people can't eat food, people can't afford a meal, people cannot do anything, and they are all poor and living below poverty level. But this man is happy to serve and call himself the richest man in that country and own everything. That is what is going on. It is selfishness and greed. It is wickedness of planet Earth. They are going to tell God to forgive and have mercy. Or otherwise, if God gets angry again, the whole world will be smashed to pieces. Nobody will remain. We have to be very, very careful. You know, so we are going to pray right now that God should restore love to our nation, love to our people, love in our homes and families, love in the marriage. Look at marriage today. It's a mockery. It's just a mockery. Mockery of what the Bible defines marriage. It's using marriage to make business, born children everywhere. Everybody is your husband. Everybody, your wife, everybody. The whole thing is just Sodom and Gomorrah. And say you are going to church. Who say you are not going to church? Everybody is going to church. Is it church that we are talking about? When Jesus Christ met people in the Bible, go and read the Bible. When Jesus Christ met people in the Bible, he never asked any one of them, what church do you go to? Because he knows they are going to tell him lies. They are going to lie. They are going to tell him how many churches they are going to, whereas they are not born again. Nicodemus, have you been born again? I'm not asking you what church you are going. I know you are going to church, but that is not the question. The question is, have you been born again, renewal of your mind and your heart? Has the blood of Jesus cleansed you from all unrighteousness? Are you in Christ, and Christ is in you? Nicodemus was surprised. I'm so religious, and I don't even know all these things. Then Nicodemus had to give his life to Christ, and he was born again like Adam. Jesus does not ask you how many churches you are going to. Jesus will ask you, how is your spiritual life? How is your prayer life? How have you been born again? Are you living right with God? That is what Jesus is going to ask you. Because you are going to tell him lies. You are going to tell him that you are going to 100 churches. You are a member of one. That is not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is asking you a question. Have you been born again? Is your life changed and transformed? Are you living a new life in Christ Jesus? If anyone be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, we're going to pray that God will restore love. Yes, I will pray in the name of Jesus. I will pray in the name of Jesus. God, you restore love and peace and joy. Yes, Lord.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord. Bless us from all our
righteousness. Oh, Lord, God loves. So shall we love too.
Yes, Lord. Let there be peace.
Ever love you, God. For God is love.
Oh,
God of heaven. Let there be love on all nations, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord,
I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my friend. He's my friend. Even ever living, he's my friend. I love Jesus. Father, thank you for people. Love Jesus.
Yes, love Jesus.
Love Jesus.
Yeah.
All over the world. Love for brethren. Oh, Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, love neighbors, so to love neighbors, to love friends, brethren, to love each other.
Oh,
Lord God of heaven, let your love manifest among nations, all over the world, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Perfect love. Lord God, on all nations, all over the world, in the name of Jesus. God is love, Lord God of heaven. And we are commanded to love. To love is a must. You must love our children. You must love Jesus. You must love God. You must love our neighbors. Let the power of God prevail on all nations, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Let's love the little children. Let's love the salvation. Let's love our neighbors, our friends, brethren. We should love brethren. We should love God. We should love Jesus.
Yes,
for
Lord.
God himself loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we should believe in him. To not perish but have everlasting life.
The love of God.
The love of God to prevail over the world.
To reign all over the world. God, let your beloved.
Love all over the world, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Without any deceit. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus,
how
to love, O Lord God of heaven, then let us be like Cain and Abel, children of the same mother,
the joy of God,
that hates each other, love is of God.
Receive the love of God.
It's a commandment we have to love. O Lord God, we love our neighbors, we love our friends, we love Jesus, we love God. We love Christian brethren, we love going to church. We love doing things that are right. We love going in the right path, not the wrong path.
God of heaven and Jesus.
Most important thing, let us love God, love Jesus, love our neighbors, love our friends, love our brethren.
Love
and
nation,
I defer the love of all nations,
love
and in the name of God,
that passes every human understanding.
Defer the love of all nations back.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son,
yes,
and the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we thank you. We trust that you restore the love, your love, you restore the first love, you restore to our nation, to our people, to Christians all over the world, to the churches, to the ministers of God, Jesus. Let your love, let your love reign. Yes, Lord, remove hatred and malice and killing and shooting and destruction of life and property to our being. Let the love of God dwell in our nation, in our families, our homes, our families. The joy of God, the love of God, the peace of God reigns supreme. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He said, peace be peace to the whole earth. And there was peace to them who received in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, over to Honorable Lady Evangelist. Allah,
wow, let us
bless us with the word of God today. Over to you,
Father. Father, in Jesus' name, Almighty God, you are highly exalted and highly glorified. I thank you, I glorify your name, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Mighty God, Jesus, intercede for me as I teach. Teach through me, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today we are going to learn about Solomon's prayer. Solomon prayed the very long prayer in the book of Kings, 1 Kings 8. We start from verse 12, verse 22. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the entire community of Israel. He lifted his hand towards heaven, and he prayed. We must look towards heaven when we are praying so that heaven should hear us and heaven should answer. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in all heaven above or on the earth below. Our prayer must start with praises. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion. The covenant of God is very important for us Christians. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. We are serving a covenant keeping God, and we Christians, we all have covenant with God Almighty. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. You made that promise with your own mouth.
Yes.
And with your own hands, you have fulfilled it today.
Yes.
All the promises God has made with us, God will fulfill it today. And now, O Lord God of Israel, carry out the additional promise you made to your servant David, my father.
Yes, I'll do it.
For you said to him, if your descendants guide their behavior, our descendants, they must guide their behavior and faithfully follow me as you have done. We and our children must faithfully follow God. We must guide our behavior. One of them will always sit on the throne of Israel. Verse 26, now, O God of Israel, fulfill this promise to your servant David, my father. God will fulfill his promise to us all in Jesus' name.
Amen. For
will God really live on earth? Why, even the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. Solomon built a temple for the Lord. Nevertheless, listen to my prayer and my plea, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is making to you today. Solomon is the son of David. David is an intercessor. David is the one that wrote the book of Psalms. And this is Solomon, his son. You can see pattern of prayer in that generation. May you watch over this temple night and day. This place where you have said, my name will be there. May you always hear the prayers I make towards this place. The name of Jesus must be on the church in which we are going, on the temple we are going.
Yes.
May you hear the humble and earnest request from me and your people. God will hear the prayer we pray in all churches in Jesus' name. He said, when we pray to us, when we pray to us this place, yes, hear us from heaven where you live. And when you hear, forgive. When you hear, forgive. Before any prayer, we have to be asking for forgiveness of sin. There is no way we cannot sin. We sin on a daily basis. No one is good except God. If someone wrongs another person and is required to take a note of innocence in front of your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and judge between your servants, the accuser and the accused. Punish the guilty as they deserve. Acquit the innocent because of their innocence. God is the judge of the heart. No one can deceive him.
Yes.
If your people Israel are defeated by their enemies because they have sinned against you,
yes,
the sin that makes the enemy to defeat us. And if they turn to you and acknowledge your name and pray to you here in this temple, you must acknowledge and sin and pray unto God. It's very important we ask for forgiveness of sin on a daily basis. Then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and return them to this land you gave their ancestors.
Mm.
If the skies are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned, sin blocks blessing. And if they pray towards this temple and acknowledge your name and turn from their sins, because you have punished them. God always punishes sins. And every day of our life, we must acknowledge the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants, your people in Israel. Teach them to follow the right path.
Yes.
It's only God that can teach us to follow the right path. And send rain on your land that you have given, that you have given to your people as their special possession. If there is a famine in the land or a plague or crop or disease or attack of locusts or caterpillar, or if your people's enemies are in the land besieging their towns, whatever disaster or disease there is, and if your people Israel pray about their troubles, resting their hands towards this temple. That is very important to go to church. When we raise our hand to pray in the church, whatever problem we have, we'll be taken away, even sickness will be healed of our diseases and sicknesses. They hear from heaven where you live and forgive. Give your people what their actions deserve. For you alone know each human heart. Only God knows each human heart. We are told that whatever we sow, we will reap. Then they will fear you as long as they live in the land you gave to our ancestors. We have to fear God.
Yeah.
In the future, foreigners who do not belong to your people Israel will hear of you and will come from distant land because of your name.
Yeah.
All foreigners in this country, they came to this land from distant land because of the name of Jesus they've been calling. For they will hear of your great name and your strong hand and your powerful arm. And when they pray towards this temple, they hear from heaven where you live and grant what they ask of you. Thank God for foreigners. They all have, therefore they are foreigners. They have churches in which they call on the name of God. Different countries, different foreigners from different countries have different churches in which only the people of their own country goes to that church to the Lord in a foreign country. And God hears their prayer. In this way, all the people of the house will come to know and fear you. Just as you hold people Israel do, they too will know that this temple I have built honors your name. The temple of God in which we go must honor the name of Jesus. If your people go out to where you send them to fight their enemies, and if they pray to the Lord by turning towards this city you have chosen and towards this temple are built to honor your name. There is emphasis on that. Any temple must honor the name of Jesus. Any church. They hear their prayers from heaven and uphold their cause. Any prayer we pray in the church of God, God will answer. If they sin against you, and who has never sinned, there is nobody that has never sinned. That's the reason why, after praising the Lord, the next prayer is, God forgive me and my family. You might become angry with them and let their enemies conquer them. A sin that makes the enemy to conquer and take them captive to their land far away or near. Sin brings captivity. Enemies conquer us, and we are put into captivity because of sin. But in that land of exile, they might turn to you in repentance and pray. Christians must repent and pray. We have sinned, done evil, and acted wickedly. Ask for forgiveness of sin. If they turn to you with their whole heart and soul in the land of their enemies and pray towards the land you gave to their ancestors, towards this city you have chosen, and towards this temple are built to honor your name. They hear their prayers and their petition from heaven, where you live, and uphold their cause. Forgive your people who have sinned against you. Emphasis laid on forgiveness of sin. Forgive all the offenses they've committed against you. May their captors merciful to them. If you commit sin, one is in captivity. Only the mercy of God can release one. He said, whoever Jesus said to his weak, for they are your people, your special possession, whom you brought out of the from smelting furnace of Egypt. May your eyes be open to my request and to the request of your people Israel. May you hear and answer them whenever they cry out to you. God will hear us and answer us whenever we cry unto him.
Yeah.
But when you brought our ancestors out of Egypt, O sovereign Lord, you told your servant Moses that you have set Israel apart from all the nations of the earth to be your own special possession. We are special possession of God, but only one thing we must caution ourselves is that we make sure we don't sin unto God. And when we sin, we have been told that there's no one that is sin, that doesn't sin. And when you sin, we ask for the forgiveness of sin so that we might not be in captivity. We are going to pray. We are going to thank God, Almighty God. I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. No one is good but God. In whatever way, me and my family have sinned against you, that may make us to be in captivity or the enemy to prevail over our lives. Forgive us in Jesus' name. Let us pray the prayer of forgiveness.
Father God,
Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. O Lord, forgive us, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Whatever me and my family, and my children and their family, whatever we might sin against you, forgive my sins and the sins of my children and the sins of my entire family, Father and Mary, in Jesus' name. Do not let sin put us in captivity, O Lord God of heaven. Do not let the enemy conquer us because of sin, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are going to tell God, Father, any church I am in, let the name of Jesus be honored in that church. Do not let me go to any church where the name of God is not honored. And whenever I go to the church, let the name of the Lord be honored, and let the honor of the name of Jesus be upon my life and that of my family. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Because any church I go, let your name be honored in that church in Jesus' name. Lord, let your name be honored in that church in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Let your name be honored in any church we go. Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. And let your name be honored in our lives in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray foreigners. We too, we are foreigners in this country, although we are all citizens of the country now, but we are still foreigners from our own country. God, whenever we enter any church in this country, let our prayer be answered. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
May Lord God of heaven, all foreigners, O Lord God of heaven, when they call on your name, in any foreign country in which we are, and me as a citizen, and that I'm now a citizen, Holy God, forgive me when I call you in this country, Father, answer me and my children and entire family, Father, and me in Jesus' name. We are going to pray. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love. That's what I've been, we've been praying since, love, love, love. We're going to pray that God should remember his covenant and his unfailing love upon our lives. He remembered it on Abraham. Abraham. He remembered his covenant concerning Abraham. God, remember your covenant concerning my life. We are told that our own case is different. We are covenant children of God. What evil that happens to others does not happen to us. That's covenant. God, remember your covenant from generation to generation. Concerning me and my family, let us pray. Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, mighty God, remember your covenant concerning my life and my generational covenant, covenant from generation to generation. Remember concerning me and my family, in Jesus' name, amen. Solomon is an intercessor here, as we know Jesus Christ himself too. He's at the right hand of God interceding for us. Can our name be named as we are praying Solomon's prayer, Yinka's prayer, Homer's prayer, George prayer? Can they name us and say, hey, Bukola's prayer, Solomon's prayer? You know, the name was associated with the prayer. And we are told Jesus too is an intercessor. It should be a good example of Jesus. To be an intercessor, God has made us an intercessor for the nation, national intercessor. We should pray for kings and those in authority, the president and all men. That's 2 Timothy 1:4. God, make me a prayer warrior. Let me follow the example of Jesus Christ to be an intercessor for the nation, intercessor for the church of God. On Sundays before the church service, people always gather to intercede for the church before even the church member enters to come and worship God. There are church intercessors that intercede before the service, so that the service will go well. They are going to pray, Father, make me an intercessor like Jesus, national intercessor, church intercessor, children intercessor. We should intercede for children on all nations. Let us pray. I intercede for all men, for kings and the presidents and those in authority. Let me intercede for all men. Let us pray. For Church of God, for the nation, for all men, for children. And then Jesus, send me the mighty name of God. And then let me be named as an intercessor for all nations, church intercessor, national intercessor, children intercessor, intercessor for presidents and the kings and those in authority, intercessor for all men. But that makes me an intercessor, a powerful one. And Jesus, you are the right hand of God, intercede for me as I intercede for others in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for today. We are going to pray the last prayer. Father, Jesus Christ, you are the right hand of God. Please be interceding for me and my family on daily basis. Let us pray. Father, Jesus, you are the right hand of God. Be interceding for me and my family on daily basis in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ, be interceding for me and my family every day. God's presence to be in our house every day in Jesus' name. Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, to be with us in all our houses. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I thank you and glorify your name for today's teaching on prayer. To you be glory forever, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We receive the word. We receive that word. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that word of God shall have a place in us. It shall be doers of the word of God, and not just hearers alone. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Let's sing a song to warm up our spirit. The word of the name.
The name of Jesus.
No other
name
but a name of the Lord. No
other
name but a name of the Lord. You are the Lord,
my healer.
You are still going to continue. But those who want to make ends meet, you got to exist. But God bless you. We're going to be praying God to continue to bless everyone wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you all so much for joining us. The Lord reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, amen and amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Exchange of my life forever.
Yes, thank you, man. Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
Have
a nice weekend, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. He's the miracle walking God. The miracle walking God. In the Alpha and Omega. He's the miracle walking God. The miracle walking God. The miracle walking Father. The Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking God. It's a miracle walking God. The miracle walking God. The Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking God. Jesus is Alpha. Alpha and Omega, Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega, Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega, Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, Jesus is Alpha. Alpha and Omega, Jesus is Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, so I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega, like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha. Alpha and Omega. Yeah, Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oh, yeah, we started with Jesus. We end with Jesus. That's what it is. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Jesus is the beginning, and Jesus is the end. Jesus started in prayer. contended in prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Contended in prayer. Attended up in prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. In a sustained prayer. Attended up in prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the master key to any breakthrough. Oh yes, a prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Yes, we need to have this word of God on the inside of us. We need to pray regularly every morning, afternoon, evening. Some people want to pray only in the morning. Some people want to pray only in the evening. No. You pray around the clock. You pray when you feel like praying. You pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening, pray in the night. Oh, yes, they pray without ceasing. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. In everything is done, for this is the will of God. In everything is done, for this is the will of God. In everything is done. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Stop prophesying, for this is the will of God. Stop not prophesying, for this is the will of God. We can't see this, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus, concerning you. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray without ceasing. We continue to pray, I'll never be tired. Continue to pray, we shall continue to pray, I'll never be tired. Continue to pray, I'll never be tired. Continue to pray, never be tired. Never be tired. We shall continue to pray. Continue to pray. I'll never be tired. We shall never be tired. We never be tired. We must continue to pray. 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 Never be tired. 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 Lay down our call. It's time fighting. We need a Savior. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your call. I'm that's a later. when the Lord Jesus has come to rapture, we want to be raised. We want to be ready when Jesus Christ will come and rapture the church. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, two shall be grinding at the meat, one will be taken, the other left. And a lot of people will be left behind because they are not going to be ready when Jesus will come. The trumpets are sound. And the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up with them in the air. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. Will you be ready? We shall be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. Will you be ready? I will be ready when the Lord shall come. When you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. The next most important event that is going to take place on planet Earth is the rapture of the church. Jesus is coming to rapture the church and take them to heaven. If you are not ready, you're going to be left behind. So you need to be prepared by studying the Word of God and praying and fellowshipping. You got to walk in the Spirit. You're going to live in the Spirit. You got to be ready when the Lord Jesus Christ will come. So that I will not be found wanting and be left behind. No. When you are left behind, you're going to go through 7 years of great tribulation. The Antichrist will come and the false prophet, and they will deceive the whole world to accept the number 666. If you will not accept that number, then you cannot die of sin. It's a very terrible period, 7 years of great tribulation. When you miss the rapture of the church, then you have to go through 7 years of great tribulation. It's very terrible. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus analyzed all these things. You know, that's why Christians must be ready, must be prepared. You must not entangle yourself with the things of the world and lose your salvation. What shall it profit you if it gain the whole world? Suffer the loss of your soul. Today is the day of salvation. Salvation is very important. Let Jesus come into your life today and be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Yes, when you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O Lord, my God, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you come to collect your. Remember me, O Lord, our God. Only true believers will be raptured on the last day. On the last day. Only true believers will be raptured on the last day. On the last day, only true believers will be raptured. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers will be raptured. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers will be raptured. Only true believers will be raptured. Only true believers will be raptured. On the last day, on the last day. Only true believers will be raptured. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers will be raptured. Oh yes, on the last day, only true believers will be raptured. We shall dance, dancing the golden gate, shall sing. Sing in the golden gate, shall jump, jump in the golden gate, Jesus my Savior and our God. Sing, sing in the golden gate, shall jump, the golden gate, jump in the golden gate, Jesus my Savior and I. Yes, we break that yoke. That yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, those are central yokes, Ezekiel yoke, Ezekiel yoke, Ezekiel yoke. All those yokes are spells and enchantments and divinations and concussions. Those water marine will cause me. And every power of darkness, forces of evil, precise of power. All enchantments and divinations and concussions locked in a bottle. And be used in capable of God, the blood of Jesus, destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Destroy sickness and disease, poverty, heart, sin, causes, and spells. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Yes, we receive Abraham's blessings, Abraham's covenant. We receive Abrahamic links, Abrahamic blessings upon our lives, upon our homes and families. We receive Abrahamic blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Hebrew, Sandaraba, 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 Sandaraba. Over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ of Nazareth died on Calvary's tree, he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He was made a curse for us. He took our place and died for us. Yes, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from generational curses, ancestral curses, inherited curses, prayers and enchantments and divination. Christ has redeemed us from all curses. Christ our Redeemer from all enchantments and divination. Christ our Redeemer from the curse of the law. Self-imposed curse. Christ our Redeemer from all those negative things in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we receive Abraham's blessing. We receive Abraham's blessing. We receive Abraham's blessing. Yes, Abraham's blessing belongs to us. Abraham's blessing belongs to us in the name of Jesus. In Yes, Abraham, blessing belongs to us. Abraham, blessing belongs to us. Abraham, blessing belongs to us. in Jesus' name. Magnify thy Lord with me. I will praise him forever. Magnify thy Lord. Let us praise him forever. Magnify thy Lord with me. I will praise thee forever, magnify thy Lord. Let us praise thee, get up, magnify thy Lord.